Hi, this is Saul. Thank you for listening to the show. We're working hard to improve it and bring better content to you. If you enjoy listening to this podcast, all we ask is that you take the time to find us on the social media platforms by searching for The Salty Show. Once there, you can give us a follow, a like, and maybe share some of our content. As always, we appreciate your support.
Well, 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 guess what time it is? What up, everybody? It's Timmy Two Times.
Hello, hello, this is Heidi.
Hey, everybody, it's Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Ah, shoot, Mr. Solly Saul, what do you got for us today, Mike?
What is up, everybody? All right, before we begin, I just want to take a moment to remember that this week marks the 56th anniversary of the I Have a Dream speech given by Martin Luther King Jr. at the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. It was a masterful speech that ignited a nation and united it to the just cause of civil liberties for all. All right, the first topic we're going to talk about today is the failing New York Times published the hit piece on Trump supporters this week, essentially calling anyone who supports Trump as uneducated. They think it's an original take on Republican candidates, but in reality, it's the same old song. All right. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says millennials are the greatest generation. Yeah, she really said that.
I know.
Greatest generation.
The generation that freed Europe from tyranny versus the one that complains about sensory overload.
And eating
that needs safe spaces, that creates new genders every day, can't figure out what bathroom to use, eats Tide Pods. And light themselves on fire.
And they eat ice cream. They lick the ice cream lids, you son of a bitches.
So wrong again, AOC.
She's such a dumb. All
right. So, by the way, did you guys know that, well, she came out this week in a video, and she says that she wakes up at 3:30 in the morning to worry about climate change.
Really? She sets her alarm for that?
So do you guys know that I wake up at 3 a.m. to avoid climate change in my pants?
Yeah.
No, seriously, I have to pee like every night at 3 in the morning. Something's wrong.
Me too.
I gotta
me
go.
Me too.
I need to see a doctor.
No, it's just called
getting old.
Getting
old, man.
Okay.
Getting
old. All right.
Shit.
Next, Bernie Sanders is demanding rematch with the socialist feedback that laid him out early this week. He is confident that this time around, socialism will be different.
Yeah.
All right.
He just didn't do it right the first time.
No, he
didn't. The second time.
He wasn't ready.
He wasn't ready.
All right. So the final topic, schools across America are more and more concerned with students' emotional state rather than their academic success. New York City, for example, is eliminating programs for talented and gifted students because they are not inclusive, while California is banning schools from expelling disruptive problem students.
What?
Yeah.
Brilliant idea.
Uh-huh.
Brilliant.
Jesus.
We'll talk about all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show. What's up, Heidi?
Not much.
So, by the way, I just want to let everybody know that I know the topics. I know Heidi's topics this week. I had to know, but
just the topics.
Let's go.
This is enough.
All right. What do you got?
All right, so let's start this out, right? Timmy's favorite state: Florida man arrested after allegedly performing a botched castration on a man.
Ooh. Wait, is he a doctor?
Just a friend. Some guy he met at the bar. He offered to do it.
Like, who decided, like, hey, guess what, guys? Hey, cut my balls off.
No.
Cut my dick off.
No.
So.
Wait, what?
He was arrested.
Get
after...
your hand off my penis!
What?
Wait, what?
Get your hand off my penis!
So he was arrested after allegedly performing a botched castration surgery on a man he had met on a castration fetish website.
Mm-mm. So I have castration is when you cut off the balls,
right?
Correct?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's what I thought.
How do you do that wrong?
I mean,
you know, I mean, seriously, how do you do that wrong?
I don't know.
That's my ear. That's my ear.
My dad used to do it to the bulls, and they used these little rubber bands and stretched them.
and then
yeah. and put them, yep, I stretched them open and sheep. Snapped them, and then they would just dry up and fall off.
Yeah. But how do you mess that up?
I don't. Well, let's find out. This one is a little, let's just say, sensitive.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is this the next topic?
You could, no, you could even say it's kind of nuts. So Tampa responded. Tampa police responded after the 911 call. Van, 74 years old, answered the door and allegedly said he had just castrated a man. Deputies found the man on the bed with a towel over his groin, Jesus. Which was bleeding heavily. Nearby, there was a pink container which held two body parts that had recently been much closer to the victim. The victim was taken to the hospital and was later flown to a regional medical center.
Is it safe to call him a victim if he chose to do that?
I don't understand.
Is that
like,
a victim or a volunteer?
You know, there's certain things I don't want people doing to me, and that's cutting my balls off.
Why would you want to be involved in a website?
That's on your top list?
Yeah.
This is a fetish.
Cutting your balls off?
Yeah. Did you not read the first?
No, I did, but I can't. I tuned it out once you said
he's blocking.
Yeah, once you said castrate, I was like, ow! Like
he felt it.
Like, I felt the knife going to my cock and balls.
Apparently, he does this all over because he also helped a man in a local motel.
Oh my god!
All you gotta do is put a rubber band around and tie it up real tight and fucking chop him off.
Stop it.
So I have to come to Timmy's defense on this. When you first said the headline, I thought you said circumcised.
No, wait, what?
And then my mind just clicked and said, no, they wouldn't do that. Why would you do that? They're not going to do that. No, they're talking about circumcision. I guess I was wrong.
Okay, well,
don't touch my penis.
In the spirit of touching penises.
Wait, I'm going to rub mine right now. Hey, he's okay.
Oh, you got
okay.
The next topic? Is that okay? What else is going on?
Illegal pig semen syndicate caught smuggling hog sperm into Australia via shampoo bottles.
Wait, sick?
The semen arsonist.
Oh my god.
Wait.
Explain that again.
Yeah, let's back this one up. Say that again. Pig semen.
The semen arsonist.
So let's back this one up, Heidi. You see, I'm really impressed today. Yeah. You did your homework. Thank you. I appreciate this. So, okay. So say this headline again.
I'll do it.
Illegal pig semen syndicate caught smuggling hog sperm into Australia via shampoo bottles.
he's a semen arsonist.
So let me ask you a question. So illegal pig sperm.
Illegal pig sperm.
So what the fuck is illegal pig sperm?
It's a pig semen syndicate.
Yeah, so it's a syndicate.
It's not just a one-time deal.
Wow. What? Okay.
Explain this.
The farmers wanted to increase the fertility of their own pigs as Danish hogs produce more pigs per litter. But in doing so, they ran the risk of introducing Australian pigs to foreign diseases like pig plague.
That's why I said.
The semen arsonist.
He's out of control.
Dear Lord. They don't teach this kind of stuff in animal husbandry, I'll tell you that right now.
See, this is what they need to teach in school. This is the shit they need to teach in school. Not fucking Common Core. Pig semen.
Common Core. Which one?
Where was this? This is in Australia, huh?
The two Australian pig farmers have been jailed for their involvement in an illegal racket.
Shit. Like, hey, what are you in here for? Smuggling pig cum. What the fuck?
So I guess we can all agree that the streets are now safer in Australia with these two animals off the streets.
Oh, I wonder what they were. Was it plastic cups? And you imagine?
No,
imagine they
no,
dropped.
No, it's so shampoo bottles.
Oh,
first
Jesus.
Of all, they first of all,
imagine
I want to know
somebody
this
confuses
one.
It. Right? They're like, you know, they're like, oh.
So let me ask you a question.
Extra thick.
I got to know this one. How the hell did they get caught?
That's a very good question.
Wait a minute, that's not shampoo in that bottle.
You're smelling it. Like,
I want to know how they got caught.
This isn't shampoo. This isn't.
I know that's not.
I could smell it.
I smell it
through your luggage. How did they get caught? Please tell me. Did they mail it from Denmark?
There's some freak at the airport going,
shit.
I smell, I smell hog sperm.
He's like, I smell coconut.
I'm trying to find where, like, no, how they
because,
figured it out.
No,
then,
it's because, you know what? Like, so he sees it, you know, he's got a lot of shampoo bottles, way more than the average person, right? He's like, stop.
That's
he gets
perfect.
That shit. He gets a shampoo bottle and he's like,
oh my God, with all the things wrong in our world, this is what we're
doing. And he's like, and he licks it, he's like, that's not shampoo. That's
not, oh my God.
Rubs it on his gums.
It's tuna.
Oh God, stop.
That's tuna. Her vagina's like tuna.
We've got out of control here.
So this thing says it's been happening for like a decade.
What's a syndicate?
How the hell did they, what possessed anybody to give a flying pig?
So did the pig start yodeling and shit like from Denmark? Like no, 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 no. That's Denmark.
When pigs fly, isn't that how that goes?
You know, that used to be like my mom said. Oh, when pigs fly, you can get that. Apparently, pigs can fly now, huh?
So between 2009 and 2017, the majority of the semen importations were carried out by Pork Australia APS shareholder and Danish pork producer Henrik Enderlin.
So they did a lot of porking.
They did a lot of porking.
A lot of porking over there. Pork, pork, pork.
Okay, so what's next?
All right, then. Wow. I don't know how. I'm just... Okay, so mountain goats addicted to human urine to be evacuated or
what?
Shot.
What?
Wait, what?
Wait, say that again.
Mountain goats addicted to human urine to be evacuated or shot at National Park.
Wait, what happened? These goats are addicted to human urine. What?
Yeah, okay.
So apparently the mountain.
This is me at 3 a.m., by the way. I recorded it.
It's probably true. It really is you, isn't it, you sick fuck? Like, I got an idea. Let me film myself pissing. Oh, shit.
So apparently 75 mountain goats are in the national park.
Where?
In Washington State.
Oh, see, Seattle. The bums were pissing and shitting all over the fucking woods over there.
The goats got addicted to it.
Yeah, apparently they don't belong there, so there's no natural salt licks for the goats. And they can actually smell the sweat and urine on humans. And so they were going up to humans, smelling that, and nudging and walking and licking at the people that were in the park.
So what you're saying is...
They air-evac'd them out.
So basically, what is known as a Tuesday for Tim, I'm just saying.
So what you're saying is, like, dude's just peeing in the woods, and a goat just comes up to him, nudges him, and starts, like, licking his dick while he's peeing? He's like...
You took that much further than this article did.
Yeah.
And we know this.
Stop.
See? Stop. Yeah. There was no licking. Stop. It was like a.
I did not need that visual. I did not need that visual. Connor did not need that visual.
Stop. Make it stop.
Your child is here, for God's sake. Please. Somebody do something. Where's Ilhan when you need her? Somebody do something.
Oh, that bitch. Oh, my God. Don't get me started on her.
All right, you got one more.
One more. Here we go. Doctors have been secretly inseminating women with their own sperm for decades.
That's fucking funny.
Wow.
You are not the...
Nip it in the bud.
You got to celebrate. Wait, what happened? Oh, so they've been doing what?
So the twins really aren't your exes then?
I want to test.
Oh, my God.
I'm there. I want to test. I want to know. Hell no. That would answer.
That's really fucked up thing to say, but that'd be funny. Be like, they're not really yours, by the way.
I'll call it Dr. Eric. Dr. Eric, you're right. They should have been named after you.
Oh, wow. Erica and Erica.
I would bet a lot of these doctors had power reasons for doing this. Mental health issues, narcissist issues, or maybe they were attracted to certain women is exactly what they
And we lost him again. And we lost Heidi too.
We lost everyone. You remember that show?
You did good.
You did good.
You know, we're going to have to give her a raise.
Yeah,
now.
Apparently not. We're going to have to.
Oh, shit.
That was a great one.
I can't.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh, that is terrible. I mean, I know we're laughing, but that is honestly, that's terrible. Those poor girls, man.
Oh,
they're not
man.
Your daughters. I'm just kidding. No.
Oh, shit.
What the hell?
Oh, my God. My eyes hurt.
Ooh, wow. So, Texas found out. Oh, a woman in Texas found out that she was conceived through artificial insemination 16 years ago, and the teenager demanded answers from her mother. So they did the tests and found out that it was the fertility doctor.
But how do they know? Did the fertility doctor himself was donating also?
Yes.
Or what?
Well, So this is actually a little ironic because I just watched an episode of Blue Bloods the other night and this was happening. But you don't know, you don't see and know what's happening. Like they took my 13 eggs and then they took the cup of sperm and they take it somewhere else and then mix it and do whatever mm-hmm. they do. So the doctor either donated it or just went in the back room and was like, I'll take care of this. We're good
wow.
to go. Yeah. And a lot, it surprises me how many women don't tell their children that they are
the doctor's
artificial. Like there's some sort of IVF artificial reproduction. Wow. So
no. I can't breathe, bud.
You done killed Timmy. Yeah.
Oh, and we lost them again. All right.
So,
all right. Those were actually yeah. really good.
Really A good for fucking effort, homie.
Yeah, man.
Those were pretty damn good. You're getting it. Thank you.
All right, Heidi, thank you so much for that. Tim's happy. Look at him. I think this is the first time he's... I haven't seen you laugh like that.
No, every one of them. Every one of them.
You lost it. Yeah. All right. All right.
Well, the fart was pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
The queef. You had me on the queef 2 weeks last Friday. Oh, but Heidi, but it wasn't because of Heidi. Your queef.
You know the sound effect was her picking.
The...
Not the mama.
Not the mama.
Anyway.
All right, let's get down to the serious topics. All right, so one of the ones that I think, shit, man, we can attack this from many ways, but there's an article that came out about, well, actually, there's two articles. So which one do you want to read, Tim? So one of them is California... is not gonna allow.
I want to talk about my home state
or New
my
York
home,
City.
Okay,
so
let's state.
So go ahead and read the article and then we'll start talking about that.
So NBC reported. I mean, it wasn't just NBC, but I got it from NBC, CBS. So CBS New York reports a controversial plan to desegregate New York City schools was announced on Tuesday. New York City has the largest school system in the country. Some say, however, it's also the most segregated, which I agree. I will agree with that statement. Several percent of students are Black and Hispanic, and yet white and Asian students are the majority at the highest performing schools, which have high stakes admission processes. So apparently, quote unquote, these opportunities are exclusionary. They don't reach every single student in the city. High school student Leanne Nunez says. So Tuesday, going back a couple days, a panel appointed by Mayor Dickface Bill de Blasio announced recommendations for the next 5 years. Those recommendations include placing a moratorium on kindergarten, middle school, and high school gifted and talented programs, including screened schools. Okay, I got to ask, what the hell is a moratorium?
Like a temporary...
Stop. Yeah, okay. And then the second is ending any school admission process based on exams, attendances... based on exams, attendance, and grades. Okay.
No, okay, first
you
of all.
Dumb-dumbs.
Okay, so this affects kids who are talented, who have... Right? This is the one that... Where the kids are gifted.
So check this one out.
Gifted or worked hard
check
to get
this one
ahead.
Out.
Right, exactly.
But these exclude the 8 state-mandated elite high schools like Stuyvesant High School, right? So, but here's the thing: why not all? Why not these 8? If you're gonna do it for all, I mean, why? What's up with these 8?
I'm sure somebody.
Where are these
donating?
Where are these 8 located?
Okay, so hold on.
But here's the deal. The new proposed practices include offering advanced classes in every school and creating magnet schools based on interests like math, science, and humanities. This is not about lowering the bar. It's about giving all our students what they need to meet the bar we set.
Bullshit. This is lowering the bar. This is lowering the bar.
So when I heard, because this is a news reported, and if you do, okay, a lot of the people who support this ban are saying that that this is good because it's ending segregation of kids, right? And what is that segregation? They're segregating kids based on talent, right? If you're a gifted kid who outperforms the rest of them, we're going to segregate you. We're going to put you in this advanced course where you can actually learn.
An advanced. Right? Right.
And so here are, again, this is why I say they're focusing on the emotional state of these children, because here are the kids who are like, well, I'm not gifted. Therefore, in my mind, I can't succeed. Right. That's how they're thinking. But in reality, what these adults should be doing is telling these kids is, look, here's an opportunity. All it's going to take is a little hard work,
right,
and you can be there.
Right.
But now they're blurring the lines, and every child is getting...
Meantime, the ones that are going to make changes in our world down the road, because they are gifted, they are working their asses off, they are learning. Talented, they don't get to be that.
There's a delay.
Let's make them all the same so we can treat everybody in this socialistic
right. bullshit. Because in their minds, there's no such thing as gifted children. All children are special. All children have the same abilities.
Nope.
I'm sorry.
They don't.
There are some kids who are just going to mop for the rest of their lives.
Right.
They don't have the mental capacity.
Right.
They drew the short end of the straw. They just did. I'm serious. And this is a reality that liberals don't want to accept.
And again, just remember, these are proposals and recommendations. It hasn't been passed yet.
You know that shit's going to pass. It's New York City.
But here's the deal. This is something that I think is really a good... So I don't know why they have to throw this in there, but they say some minorities, however, say that the minorities part, just say, you know, certain people, you know what I mean? Right. Everybody's going to school, right? Why it's got to be minorities, right? However, they say the solution is actually expanding the current program across the city. They worry eliminating testing will eliminate necessary competition.
Right.
There you go.
Right.
No, not everybody's meant to go to gifted and talented schools. And the part where they're saying with a lot of the segregation and stuff like that, when a lot of schools in New York, because it's based on, you know, like, hey, PS 142. If it's in, you know, Red Hook, New York, you're not seeing white kids going there mostly.
You know areas of New York that I don't know, but I'm going to take your word for it.
But a lot of these schools, but even like my school, like I grew up in a very Irish neighborhood, so it was predominantly white. Not a lot of minorities lived in our community.
You were the only Latino.
No, they don't like Italians. They for a long time, Italians were not liked in my town. But because it was very Irish, right? So what's interesting though is because of the district, we had a couple of towns that right on the border, like South Floral Park and parts of Elmont, where they were allowed. You know, they were allowed to come to Floral Park. You know where. Part of the problem was people that paid the school taxes got pissed because everybody else wasn't paying school taxes to come to our school, right? Yeah. So we had a better school because we paid higher taxes, right? We even bust in, you know, kids from Queens were allowed to come, you know, depending where they were on the border and stuff like that. So I understand because, you know, like my school, very white. You went to the next town that was more of a black community. Is more, you know,
but
is more,
isn't that a product of?
But the towns are very
the town that
the towns
it's
are very.
Right? I mean, like you know, what I mean?
So as much as New York is a.
So what they're going to do? This. What they're going to do is they're going to continue to dumb down public schools because those people, whoever they are going to say no. My kid is going to excel. Right. They're going to be talented. They're going to be gifted. So I'm going to put them in a private school. I'm going to homeschool them. I'm going to charter school them, and it's going to take the money out of the public schools of the very people that are saying we need more money in the public schools.
You know, I watched this documentary about the failure that is happening in schools today, which is kids learn in different ways. Okay. Yeah. Normally boys have a short attention span, right? And right now the way that school systems are set up, the teaching method is kids have to be calm, right? It's like this is the only environment that they can learn in. And most boys need to be interact. They need to blow off some steam. They need to do that. But they're getting rid of these activities.
Gym.
Where boys can go out and be boys, get rid of that energy so they can focus on studying.
Right.
Because it's curtailed around the women, right? Women are by nature more docile, more calm, more this. And so then more female teachers are going into, are now dominated, they see the boy characteristics as, wait a minute, this, what's
a problem
going,
child.
A problem
and,
child.
And what are they doing? They're medicating it.
Right.
Are you freaking kidding
anyway,
me?
Anyway, so look, I don't want to get lost in that, but okay, going back to this, which is lowering the standards so that kids don't feel left out.
Competition creates excellence.
There you go. That's the perfect term.
Yeah.
When you remove that competition, you have mediocrity.
That's the first step of socialism.
There's no reason for me to struggle hard because either way, I'm at the same level as everybody. You don't know where you could potentially be because guess what? If you don't see the kid, how high you could be, and you don't look at that kid and you're like, man, I want to. Look, I'll tell you this. I remember when I was in high school and there was this kid and this is I would go to the piano room because they had music room and I would go into the piano room and I would just play piano. At this time, I wasn't taking any lessons. And I would hear this kid and I'm watching this kid play piano and he's freaking reading notes and he's just like, bah, bah, bah. And I was like, man, I wish I was, you know, that kid. Yeah. And he's taking private lessons. He's, you know, I couldn't afford private lessons. But you know what I did? I went into that room every single day and I sat down and I taught myself. And this is a true story. One day this kid, the kid who I admired,
right,
who I'm looking at it and like, I wish I could read notes. I don't know how to read notes. I'm playing in that room, you know, and I'm, cause you know, for me, it was just like, I'm learning. I'm just playing. I'm making my own music. This kid walks into that room and he says, bro, you play really nice. He's like, who's your teacher? I'm like, I don't have a teacher. He's like, what? And he's like, do you know how to read music? And I'm like, no. And he's like, let me give you a book.
Oh, wow.
And he gave me a book. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, like, for me, that was like, oh, my God, yeah. You know, I got recognized. But again, imagine if the school system had said, no, you can't do that here. You can't show your excellence.
Right.
You can't inspire other kids to, you know, strive to be, you know, to reach that level. You rob people from reaching certain things that, you know, that they aspire to. But that's the point,
right? That movie. What's that movie that I can't stand that you watch? Idiocracy?
Oh, I love that movie.
Oh, my God.
No, but it's the truth.
It pisses me off.
So, but what this is proven to me,
so fucking true.
This is an indoctrination.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To socialism, because you're starting these kids off saying, "Oh, we're all you're all
we're,
equal."
We're gonna get that because there's another article that you talked about, which was the college educated now are not voting for Trump. We're gonna get there, but there was another article, which was the California one. Did you want to read that one?
Sure.
Where they're gonna not allow expelling of bad kids.
Yeah. So California, wonderful California. They have a bill to ban schools from expelling disruptive students close to becoming a law.
Bullshit.
Wrong.
So hold on. I read the headline wrong. California bill to ban schools from expelling disruptive students close to becoming a law. So basically, this shit is being voted on right now.
Yeah.
This is stupid. But anyway.
Yeah.
Jeremy's got something to say about that.
So here's the thing. A proposal meant to protect kids from unnecessary discipline by banning expulsions for disobedience.
Unnecessary discipline?
Yeah. In California, schools passed out of the assembly this week, moving closer to becoming a law. The assembly voted 58-17 for Senate Bill 419, which now moves back to the Senate for a vote on amendments before it goes to Governor Gavin Newsom. So, under Amendment 419...
California is accessible of...
Hold on. Under Amendment SB 4419, schools would be prohibited from suspending any student from kindergarten to eighth grade who disrupts school activities or otherwise willfully defies the valid authority of supervisor, teachers, administrators, or school officials beginning July 1st, 2020. First of all, how the hell do you not allow these kids to be suspended? We were basically saying you're allowed to be a shithead.
Yes.
So if your shithead parent creates a shithead kid, now goes to school, becomes a shithead kid in school, then he makes other kids be shithead kids.
So, or he wastes their time.
What the fuck?
You have a classroom full of 25, 30, 35 kids.
Now it's like 35, 40 now.
35, 40 kids. And one kid in there is an asshole disrupting. He is now keeping 39 other kids from learning something. And that kid needs to go the fuck away.
Right. And all of it is because the school system does not want to hurt that kid's feelings.
Well, so it started out with a complaint that they were disciplining minority children more. They had more disciplinary problems.
Right.
And so they're like, well, we just need to stop disciplining them. It's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
What?
It's a culture thing.
It's a stupidity thing.
So do you guys, when I read this article, it reminded me of a great movie. You kids probably haven't seen it. You guys need to watch this movie. It's called Lean on Me.
Oof.
It was with, what's his name? Morgan Freeman? Is it Morgan Freeman? He played the principal?
I don't remember.
You never saw that?
No, there's a long time ago.
Hold on. It wasn't.
Oh, you guys got
it. I'm pretty sure it is Morgan Freeman.
Okay, so he plays this principal.
He was young.
In a high school system, and where there's crime, that you know what I mean? Like it's a bad school, okay?
Yeah.
And so what he does, the first thing that he does when they make him principal, because they say we need help, we don't know what to do here. The first thing that he does is he tells the teachers, give me a list of every hoodlum, every person who's doing drugs, every person, da-da-da. And the teachers, they don't even know what's going to happen. And they bring him the list of all the drug dealers, of all the drug dealers, dude, in high schools. And so this is in the 80s.
89.
Okay. So then he makes an assembly, right? He has an assembly and everybody's there. Nobody knows what's going to happen. And he has this list. And he said, he starts reading out their names, and he calls them on stage, and you see all these kids, you know, they're bad kids. And he tells them, from this day on, leave this school, and he locks the doors.
Yeah.
He does not let them in. Those kids' parents, who now have to deal with their fucking monsters, go back to the school system and like, why? Blah, blah. Because you know what? Again, what I said a few episodes ago, which is, right now, we're creating a society where we're tolerating this bullshit because people don't want to hurt people's feelings. But you know what? When you and this is one thing that he said. He said, one bad apple ruins the rest.
Yes.
And so that's what it is. And so California thinks that they're doing something great because again, emotions uber alles, emotions over anything. How is the child feeling? How is his mental state? That's what's gonna determine how he feels about himself, No,
they don't
it's success that gives you confidence. It's success.
It's failure.
Failure and then keep trying. That is what's going to build these kids up. But they're robbing these kids from this because they don't want them to.
They're not teaching them consequences. Like now that means as you get older, you're just like, oh, I throw a temper tantrum. I can do whatever I want. I have no consequence. Then when you run into a consequence, you just go, you. You can't do that to me. Bullshit.
Right.
The real world is slowly turning to all of this to where, you know, I was actually just watching a show where, you know, older guy and, you know, I was watching Ballers, right, in the episode. And the dude, like, it was a millennial kid working on something and he had to call, like, an advertising agency. And he's like, did you call? He's like, yeah, I called. No response. He's like, how many times did you call? He's like, once. He's like, what? He's like, you only called. Fuck you. And he's going off, right? And the kid didn't show up to work the next day. Like, he had to, like, go apologize.
He needed a safe space.
Like, they made, like, they're like, oh, he didn't show up today because he wants an apology.
I want to say something.
He's fired.
We actually have a great example here today in-house of somebody who's actually, is it college?
Yeah.
College. And we're going to get into this whole the issue with college, but I wanted to have her basically tell us your homework assignment. And then we'll talk about this. So I don't think you've heard about what her homework assignment is.
We'll just call her Becky.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Just
okay. Just a drive-by.
Or you want to do this? Wait, hold on. Hold on. Do it right here so you won't be on camera.
Okay. Yeah. Drive-by dropping.
So
she doesn't care.
So I just want you to tell us what your homework assignment is, and what the actual assignment is, and what you have to do, and give us an example of one of the questions.
Pull it toward you.
Yeah, you're good right there.
Okay.
Okay. So the class that I'm currently taking is English, and it's just like a basic kind of see where you at kind of test. And I'm just taking the test, and then one of the questions is for choosing the appropriate language.
Wait, so what is the test about? So it's an assessment. You have to know where you're at. Okay, know where you're at in what?
In English. Like in English. In English. Like where, okay. Like. Where do
so
you
now they're their class.
Words?
Okay, you're gonna read the question, but what she's gonna read? They're classifying this as a level in the knowledge in the English language, and you're gonna hear. Go ahead, read it.
All right. Choose the more appropriate word to replace the sexist language in this sentence. After the storm, the mayor declared that the local park would require all of its manpower to repair the damage.
So here's the thing. Thank you. So that's the question. Sentence is sexist.
Yes, and the
according, no, it's not.
No. According
that's like man
to,
cover manhole.
According to the school system or the college where you're at. Where you're going, they have classified this as a sexist term or sexist sentence, and they're saying, where are you in your knowledge of English?
As it stands as sexism.
As it pertains to this sentence.
Now, this is a public This is a public community college.
It doesn't matter if it's public, community, or public.
She's making a point. It's taxpayer funded.
Yeah, because guess what? If you go over to the private university, those questions aren't being asked.
Honestly, they're all heading there. Okay, so the reason I wanted her to read that because there was who said this? One of the founding fathers said. The philosophy of a school generation will be the philosophy of government in the next generation, right? Meaning, what are we inculcating kids with today, right? What we're teaching them today is going to be the philosophies of government tomorrow, okay? And so we're teaching these kids that sentence, and I know exactly the word that they're saying is a sexist word, which is the word manpower.
Yeah.
Okay, because when the English language was written, guess who the people who were doing most of the hard physical, it was men, right? So then the language has been curtailed around a reality, but the people who are the people who consider themselves wise today, what they're looking at that is they're saying is, why is it got to be manpower? Does that mean women don't have power? We need to make women feel more equal to men. That is the agenda. Never mind everything else that's going wrong in society. This is what liberals are worried about.
And in the meantime, she cannot answer it the way she wants to with her opinion.
No,
she
because
has
she's
to
wrong.
She has to choose the multiple choice that it's giving her.
Right.
But her opinion is... It's not. It's that. There's no sexism in this.
You know what I would write to that? I would say, I'm a female. I'm empowered, and I get to choose what offends me and what doesn't.
Right.
I have a great example of this. Back when I was in college years ago, Jesus. All right. So I was taking this philosophy class.
30 years ago?
No. Stop. So I was taking this philosophy class. Listen to this bullshit, dude.
But college was only like $1,000.
And even then, even back then, you could see liberalism and honestly socialism seeping its way into the Okay, so here I am in this philosophy class. No, I'm sorry. No, it wasn't philosophy. It was something social. Oh my god.
Yeah,
sociology. I got one too for sociology.
Okay, so listen to this. And I even from back then I was so pissed off at this. And I did. I went off on the teacher. So listen to what. So I did, dude. I was so mad. So back then, I used to attend church more regularly. Okay, and so what she does is this, dude. She says, first of all, one of the things that I was like, you're an idiot. She's like, because this is what she said before the class got started when she was giving the, what the class was going to be about. She said, I don't consider myself. I don't view this classroom as I'm the teacher and you're the student. I view this classroom as I'm as much of a student as you are. That's what she said.
Well, are we all going to get paychecks then, bitch?
So in my mind, I'm like, I came here to learn. I'm paying you to teach me.
Yes.
Somebody better be the goddamn teacher.
Yes, I agree. I'm sorry.
Okay, so anyway, so first of all, when she said that, I'm like, what the f-?
You know what you do? Yeah. You go to the office and you get to a different class because this bitch isn't going to do shit for you.
Okay, so let me tell you what she did halfway through that semester, okay? By this, I had already written stuff and she already knew where I stood, okay? Yeah, because I was very, I've been always very woke when I'm,
no,
I'm
never, no,
so
anyway,
never, so,
never,
so,
don't believe it.
She, this is what she does. She's like, she's trying to make a point, and you'll see what point she's trying to make. She says, she calls me up to the front of the classroom, and then she calls another girl who I'm assuming she was Mormon, she was something, but she used to wear long dresses, and she was like, you know, very like covered up and all that, you know. And this is in college when like girls are wearing little short jeans.
Okay, Jehovah.
So she calls this girl up in front of the classroom, and she calls me up in front of the classroom, and she makes a stand on each end of the room, right?
Okay.
And she says, okay, face each other, and this just as an example to the classroom. And she says, what I want you guys to do is walk towards each other. Straight towards each other. So this is me and this girl. We're walking towards each other like this, okay?
Okay.
Finally, when we get, like, we're face to face, she says, keep going. And I look at her, and I'm like, and both of us are like, we can't keep going. She says, just make it happen. So what the girl does is she moves out of the way. She steps one step aside, and I can go forward, and then she keeps going. And she stops the class, and she says, this is a great example, because she was talking about the hierarchical system. About how the hierarchical system is bad. And so she says, look, here's why the hierarchical system is an old system that's no longer needed in society. This is what she's saying, dude. And so she says, in a hierarchical system, I know that you grew up, Nelson, based on the papers that you're writing, you grew up very religious. And so in most religious systems, the male is dominant, all right? And then so she looks at her, this is kind of the same way. She's like, you know, I know you're this religion, and kind of the same thing. And she tells her this. She's like, that's why you stepped aside and let the dominant male move forward and continue, right? So she gives this example to the class. And I was like, that's a bad example, I tell her. And the students are like, what? And I'm like, because no matter what would have happened, you would have said the same thing. And she's like, what do you mean? And I said, if I would have moved forward, you would have said, see, he's the dominant man and he needs to let the docile female go by. You give the same example over and over again, and you can still live with your. And I said, this has nothing to do with that.
Right.
I said, I don't know what this example was for. It, oh, by the way,
it did backfire.
This was during the 9/11. So during the 9/11, I did get so passionate about politics. I started following politics constantly, because I was like, what the hell? You know, I knew that this had happened, and I was like, I need to educate myself. I need to get. And so when I was writing those papers, I was talking about these ideologies that were wrong. And little did I know that the ideology that this teacher is teaching me was infiltrate the school system. And it's there. It's running rampant. And there's no more logic to it. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, there's anyway. So I know I got preachy about this, but you were gonna say something.
No, but the same thing. Sociology. I was doing, you know, it was like my second semester, dude. My first semester, I finished 4.0. I was like kicking ass. I was like, oh shit, this school thing's pretty easy. Yeah. Needless to say, I walked into a sociology class that, I got like a D+. No, because I don't understand it. So the first day, the dude writes on the board. He goes, oh, history. He writes the word history. And then he puts his hand right in the middle. He goes. Oh, no, he draws a line right down the middle. He goes, it's his story. He goes, history is written by men, and it's and I was like, whoa. And I was like, all right. I was like trying to see the logic to a lot of this. And I was like, And then the papers. All the papers you had to write. I'm like, this shit.
Right.
I'm like, I don't care.
You don't.
Loved my sociology class. I did not get an A in it.
Yeah.
And the reason I didn't get an A in it is because I wrote about controversial topics. One of the papers was that I wrote was breastfeeding in public, because Connor wasn't. Connor was.
No.
He was 8.
I just want to see titties, not somebody.
He was 8 weeks old. I never showed a breast when I breastfed in public. I covered myself and my child. But hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
It was. What the only time that I was uncovered was I had two Caucasian women adorned very well with jewelry, nails, and clothing, and they came over because they wanted to see the baby I was feeding. And they took the because you
just let her finish her story. Go ahead.
Because I had others of other nationalities that were offended that I was sitting in public nursing.
Yeah.
And that's why I say that. And I put it in my paper. I also had a gentleman from the South walk up, and he didn't realize that I had a baby in my lap and that I was nursing him. And he was beyond embarrassed that he'd walked up on me while I was sitting covered up and feeding. But she exposed me so that she could, not only did she expose me, she played with Connor while he was eating. Oh, yeah. She was completely intrigued.
Yeah, because they're
sitting in the airport.
Yeah, they're very comfortable.
Yep. And I mean, obviously, if you. You get what you get when you sit.
I wish I had the soundboard right now, because you know what I'd be playing? That's some redneck hillbilly
that
shit.
That is such a bunch of bullshit. That's
not
but
the mommy,
that goes,
the mommy. Yeah.
Let me guess. It was when you were in Florida. Where is it?
No, I was here in Arizona. I was sitting in the Phoenix airport.
All right. So to bring this around, okay. Obviously, there's something wrong with the school system, the way that it's headed. I don't know what we do. Now, you brought something up.
I think teachers should be allowed to beat the kids with a ruler like back in the day.
No, I tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to get my kids out of public school.
I have an idea.
Let me go. What's your idea?
I have an idea. So there's lots of governmental agencies that are really concerned about the demographics of their police force, their fire departments, their whatever, right? They feel as though they need to be equally representative for the
right
for the civilian population, right? So if you're in a city where 50% of the people in that city are Asians, you should have 50% of your fire department should be Asian, and 50% of your police department should be Asian. Mm-hmm. So personally, I think that's a horrible idea.
It's an idiot idea.
But how about we take that same approach with our teachers? Half of them have to be female, and half of them have to be male.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, they won't agree with that equality. Believe me.
Well, I'm
they'll
just
be
saying.
Like, oh, well, no. Look, no, so hold on.
Inclusive.
And talking to
what's a male versus a female?
To elaborate on that point that you're making, Jeremy.
So, Heidi, good point. Men have penises. Women have vaginas.
But if they cut it off, you
can't convert. That doesn't change the fact that you're still a man or you're still a woman.
All right,
okay, so hold on.
Let's not go ahead.
I want to say something about that, about what you just, and you mentioned it earlier also. Oh, Heidi. And so up until recently, women couldn't work. Okay. And I know I had this discussion with Rachel, and Rachel was very passionate about it. And one of the things I said was women haven't been in the workplace. And it wasn't because men sat around and said that, how do we keep females out? No, it was because something happens to women once a month.
Yeah.
That no man gathered around and said, how do we screw women over? No, something happens to women once a month. And it wasn't until recently, with the advent of technology and certain things that allow you to be out there during when something's happening to you and you're gushing with this, right? I'm sorry to get like this.
Gushing
but
with
this
glee.
Is a reality that before you couldn't go out.
Right.
This is biology. Okay. And so How did females 500 years ago deal with this, right? They realized that, hey, guess what? I have to stay home.
Yeah, because they went in their rooms.
And they're the ones who are having the babies. Right. They're the ones who can't work while they're having the babies. They got to stay home and they got to raise the kids, okay? Yeah. Now, there's thousands, millions of years, I don't know how many years of human evolution that has allowed this to happen. And here are the modern women from 60 years, in the last 60 years, who know fucking better than all evolution and all the history of humanity on how we have evolved. And they know better. And they're going to be like, yeah, men have fucking ruined women's lives. No. This is how we have evolved as a species. And you think you're wiser than biology? There's certain things that our brains do that we don't even have control over.
Right.
And so, and I know I'm sorry, but I get passionate about this because people don't understand this. They give kids a fucking assignment to say, find what is sexist. What the language evolved along with human evolution, right? It all happened as it was going. It wasn't until recently that women are now able to come into the workforce. And all these women want to ignore history, and they say, "Yeah, men have oppressed us all this time." It was collective. It was humanity trying to figure its way out.
Right.
And now there's this hate towards men that is toxic, and it's not healthy. It's not good because now you're dividing the sexes and you're making them fight against each other, and it shouldn't be that way.
Anyway, I have a question. Do you think back in the beginning of time when? How do you think Eve felt when she got her period? Like, maybe that's why she, like, ate the apple, and that's why she's like, I need something to bite that.
So you take the Bible literal. You see, I've had this discussion. There's a lot of people who take it literal that there was an Eve, and I don't know if I take it literal.
I think, I'm just going by the story I was told.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
See, the reason why we have hell is because some female got her period and got upset.
Oh, wow.
She's like, everybody, I hate it all. Hey, it wasn't an apple she hated. She got a period.
Okay. We lost half our Christian audience. Yeah. Just if we even had it. Okay, sorry.
I think we lost them a long time ago.
A long time ago when you first apple. Okay, so we have a couple more things. And one more thing, and I really do want to cover it. And that is the Trump white voters. I'm just going to read the first couple paragraphs, and just to give people an idea of what this article is about. And again, it's the failing New York Times, all right? And so here's what it says. On February 24th, 2016, after winning the Nevada caucuses, Donald Trump told supporters in Las Vegas, "I love the poorly educated." All right? Technically, he should have said, "I love poorly educated white people."
What?
But his point was well taken. No, let me finish. He says, it goes on to say, "We have been talking about this since Trump came down the escalator 4 years ago, but we haven't quite reckoned with the depth of the changes in the electorate or the way they have reshaped both parties." And so they go on to show you the demographics of how the 2016 election basically went. And one of the graphs that they have here, or charts, is they show that white, no college or less than a college degree folks voted for Trump, voted in the 2010 election 50% to 40%, okay? In 2018, they're saying that this has increased. In other words, the amount of non-college educated white people are now voting for Trump at a higher percentage than in 2010. Meaning to say that Trump is galvanizing the non-educated, all right? So again, let me just say a couple little things that I want to talk about. So this article confirms the suspicion that many conservatives have.
Well, it's an opinion. It's an opinion.
It's whatever. Yeah. But it is that colleges are leftist indoctrination factories.
Of course they are.
Churning out liberal social justice warriors, the snap fingers to clap people, and the people who require points of personal privilege. All right? This article tries to paint Trump supporters as dumb. This is what this yeah. is, and it's not new, okay? And this is what I want to say about this. The left uses this constant mantra, and it has used it. They've said this about every Republican or candidate in the last 40 years. When I was researching this, I was reading that during Barry Goldwater, this was in the early 60s, when he ran for the presidency, he was a Arizona senator. Mm-hmm. The news media, as a way to discredit him, they surveyed thousands of psychiatrists around the country to give an assessment on the mental health of Barry Goldwater. And thousands of those clinicians said they believe Goldwater was psychologically unfit to be president. Okay, this is in the 1960s. You have all these people trying to discredit him. They said this about Bush. They said it about McCain. They said it about Romney. And again, this year, it's just another iteration of the same old lies. They're painting Trump supporters as being ignorant, uneducated.
Yeah, uneducated.
So here's the deal. Real quick, there's a good reason why that number probably went from 50 to 59. Mm-hmm. I bet if you look at the numbers and what he won and compared to what was lost in 2010 to the Republicans, mm-hmm. he probably gained the breadbasket states, right? Oh. More of the farmers. So, yeah, of course.
Yeah, they're not.
I'm not saying they're not educated, but they don't have that college degree that they're saying makes you uneducated. Right. So if he had more of the blue-collar worker, of course the numbers are going to go up. So to me, these numbers are skewed because if he got right. the working class
right.
they, zero, you know what I'm saying?
Then, they only compare the white Republican numbers. They don't compare what happened to the minority Democrat side. They don't. None of those numbers are in right. any of this. This right. is representative of
they
one
can't
side
show
of
it, Jeremy,
dice.
Because if they show that the minority numbers, there was more minorities than we realized moving. Voted
right
for
now,
Trump.
Sure. Right now, support like, so right now support for Trump around in the Hispanic yes, community. Yes. I'm hearing that it's
All-time
in
high.
The 50%
and that's
level.
That's great. 15? What I'm saying
50.
Is
50. 50 voting. I'm talking about the
five
voting block, not
zero.
Illegals.
Yeah.
Of course, illegals, you know, these people who answer surveys, they're not legal to vote. Legal immigrants is reaching 50%, homie, approval rating.
Well, they see what's going on in their world. So.
One thing that I wanted to mention is that this reveals why the left is so adamant about free education. Because if they can get anyone and everyone to attend college, they can brainwash,
indoctrinate
them into their because this is, and to me, it only proves that, right? Colleges are indoctrinating students. And she gave us a great example of that, right? And how many people do I know that I grew up in church with that had conservative values who now, when I talk to them, they're repeating this jargon. They're repeating this vocabulary that I'm not even familiar with. It's like, oh, mansplaining. Oh, this. It's like, what the
where? What?
White privilege.
White privilege. Mansplaining, yeah. Mansplaining is when a guy interrupts a female and decides to give his own. In other words, if you're saying something.
We
and
do
I say,
it to you
oh,
all
no.
the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys do it to me all the time. That's
so
what I'm just saying.
We mansplain.
You're mansplaining?
That's called mansplaining.
Oh.
Whenever I interrupt you and I reiterate your point, I'm mansplaining.
I feel like you should spread eagle when you say that.
No, but there's manspreading too. That
manspreading is when men because they can't sit in the seat. You know, like Justin Trudeau with the cross legs. I don't understand how that guy can sit like that. You must not have
Kyle.
Balls.
Oh my God, that's totally.
You must not have balls. What man can sit and have his balls scrunched up in
like
between
this,
his legs?
Like this.
No.
Never
so
seen
so if you
so, so feminine I, in my life.
So
you can sit like that too.
No. So I asked my buddy because I have a buddy that does that, right? And I was joking with him. I'm like, dude, you have fucking nuts. He's like, yes, dude. He's like, look. He's like, you when you lean, it's like it goes over. But he's like, I'm not fully crossed.
So the balls are hanging out.
No.
So he's kind of like, he doesn't sit straight up with it crossed, right? Like he can lean.
I got to show you videos of Justin Trudeau, man. The guy, his legs are just like
no,
this,
I know.
Man.
My dad can sit like, dude. It's weird,
right?
Man.
I don't know, man.
Holy shit, we're going to have it on display. We're going to
no,
do
you know what
it
is?
Show
we're not limber, man. we our legs can't move.
We're old.
But here's the thing, though. Like, you know,
I can't
there's something
it.
Between my legs. I cannot.
What?
Tuck it, bitch.
What do you got between your legs?
Oh, you really want to see. You're really going to let the world know that the way you're into what you want to know? Really? Yeah. Take me out to dinner first. Tell me I'm pretty. God damn it.
You know, you're ugly. You're ugly, God damn it. You're ugly. Leave it in your pants, God damn it. Leave
Jesus,
it in your pants.
We've all seen him dive off the diving board. Okay?
Not me. Thank God. I'm good. Not anyway, back to your point.
All right. I think we covered that one. Pretty well. We have one more segment, and that's Tim's terrible tweets. What do we got, Tim?
All right. This comes from our good old pal, DC Drano.
I like DC Drano.
Meteorologists, we can't accurately predict when or where this hurricane will hit in the next few days. AOC. Weather will destroy the entire planet in exactly 11 years, 6 months, and 17 days.
Does that mean AOC smarter than meteorologists?
Oh, my God.
At the 12th hour, 36 minute. Yeah, exactly. You know,
oh, I'm sorry. Let me.
No, exactly. Hold on. This is, you know what? And it's so much common sense. And people want to delude themselves to believe that AOC can predict when global warming is going to destroy the planet. Meanwhile, Obama's just bought a $15 million mansion out
Martha's
Vineyard, fucking beachfront property. Please, they don't believe the lies that they tell. These are the same people. You don't remember Michelle Obama?
Mm-hmm.
Remember when she said, "You don't need all that money. We have to make sacrifices so that we, you know, we can help our."
That's Mitchell. That's Mitchell.
Michelle.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's Mitchell.
Mitchell.
My name's Mitchell. Not
anyways,
Michelle.
Go ahead. Next.
So the next one comes from Graham Allen. Apparently, 4 days ago. It was equality. It was the hashtag equality can't wait because it was like Equality Day or something like that. So
darn.
Yeah.
I'm sad I missed
this tweet's
that.
Great. Breaking. Real men protect the unborn. Weak men say things like no uterus, no opinion. Her body, her choice.
Yeah.
Be a real man. The world could use more of them.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's, I thought that was pretty good.
Can't help but think that that's a good
story. All right. The last one comes from my favorite female, Ashley St. Clair.
She's gorgeous,
and she is one of the best. She is one of the best internet trolls I've seen since Donald Trump. Elon, oh, how do you say her name?
Ilhan Omar.
Ilhan Omar wants borders as open as her legs. And if you guys don't understand that tweet, apparently.
Twat?
Elon Omar. Elon Omar had a very major scandal happen where apparently f***ed her campaign advisor or something and paid him like $220,000.
So, all this crazy shit. Where do I apply? I want $220,000.
Oh, I would bang her. She's cute.
Stop.
Oh,
no, so she paid.
Don't put your dick in crazy.
She classified it as travel. Yeah. Right, travel for travel? For the man she's having an affair with.
Well, she went out of the world.
So when it broke out, I saw this comment on one of the tweets, and it said, "Someone did someone."
I saw another one. Where she's like, "Oh, she's all about you know." Not separating kids from their family. She's like, she just broke up a marriage. Exactly. She just separated kids from their daddy.
Yeah, that's a big bullshit. You got to go, bitch.
I'm sorry.
About to face
I hope the residents of Minnesota vote this thing out. She's bad for this country.
No good. All right.
Those are my tweets for
With that, we're going to close it out. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. Find us on the social media platforms and search for The Salty Show, where you can give us a follow,
a like,
and share some of our content. Yes, sir.
Do it all.
And we'll see you all next time.
Bye.
Adios.